Good morning. Welcome to the Matthew Rayburn Show. Yes, I'm Matthew Rayburn, and this is my show. Let me turn up the music. I'm getting some better audio equipment coming up. I'm getting some better technology, and I'm getting some friends that know exactly what they're talking about, whereas I don't. I just do the show. Wink! Matt, what are we going to talk about today? We're going to be talking about you need to get down and boogie for the Lord, okay? We're going to talk about kissing. Yeah, it's National Kissing Day. We're going to do a weird news blitz, okay? Get excited about that. We're also going to be doing some confessions on Word of the Day. You'll know what I'm talking about when you listen to the segment. I want to tell you that I love you. I want to tell you that I love the Lord, and I want to tell you that I love life. So let's get down and dance. Here we go. Do, do, do. If you can't see me dance, tune in live on the Facebook every Wednesday and the Sunday. Oh, yeah, dancing live, making a fool of myself on the internet. That's what I'm good at. Oh, yeah, baby. This is the Matthew Rayburn Show. You better get excited about life. You better get excited about listening because this is Matthew Rayburn, and you know what? This is the Matthew Rayburn Show. Let's continue the show. Our specialty.shop, can service all of your loose leaf tea needs. Matthew, what are you drinking today? I am drinking raspberry. Raspberry is just the name of the tea. It's fantastic. Yes, it tastes like raspberries. Raspberry lovers, you need this tea. Amazing flavor, hot or chilled. Full leaf black tea blended with natural raspberry pieces, raspberry leaves, and other natural flavors. It is a wonderful tea. Yes, I made it too strong. I like my tea strong. I like to taste it and I like to feel it. I like to go fast. I like caffeine. Matthew Rayburn Show. Our special tea.shop can get you caffeinated. It is a tea shop. It is an e-commerce tea shop. Our special tea.shop. You can purchase all your loose leaf tea needs. It's quite delicious, quite fantastic, wonderful customer service. All my tea needs are met by our special tea.shop, and they can be met. They can meet your needs as well. Our special tea.shop. Word of the day. You got to use your words, otherwise you're going to lose your words. English is a beautiful language. It's vast and broad, and you got to continually learn it because every single day, a single word in the English language is lost forever. Matt, which one was that? I'm not sure, but you know, it was lost because we weren't talking about it. We weren't using it in a vocabulary. That's why garrulous. Garrulous is the word of the day. What does garrulous mean? Well, it's kind of embarrassing. Why? Because I'm quite garrulous. Garrulous can mean chatty or excessively talkative. When describing a person or even a bird that calls or sings rapidly and constantly. Or it can mean wordy when referring to a piece of language itself, such as a letter or speech. This show can get quite garrulous. My normal day-to-day speech can be quite garrulous. I don't consider garrulous to be an all bad thing. Garrulous can be used to fill up time. Garrulous can be used to distract people. Garrulous can be used to tend to children, I guess, if you needed to just say a bunch of words in a bunch of ways, in a bunch of neededness. See, that that's wordy. See, that's garrulous. When you don't need to talk, you don't need to say words. You could just go right to the point and then be distinct and non-garrulous. But no, I'm garrulous. And podcasts are normally garrulous. Okay, you gotta fill up the time that you have. You gotta be dynamic. You gotta be listenable. You gotta be you know, entertaining. And I don't mean garrulous doesn't always necessarily mean entertaining. Matt, how do you spell garrulous? How about you do this segment correctly? G-A-R-R-U-L-O-U-S, garrulous. This segment's been quite garrulous. Garrulous is the word of the day. National Day. You got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com, June 22nd, 2022. National Chocolate Eclair Day. No, I don't have any chocolate eclairs with me now. I do enjoy chocolate eclairs. They are quite delicious. Chocolate Eclair Day on June 22nd annually recognizes a delicious cream-filled pastry covered in smooth chocolate. Pastry, check. Cream filling, check. Chocolate, check. What more could you want on a food holiday? Maybe a cup of coffee to go with it. Maybe other than what you do, what you really need. What is that? Okay, I'm reading this live. I guess I got to apologize, guys. This is on nationaldaycalendar.com, and each of these National Day articles can get quite garrulous. Wink! Word of the day. Well, we know the French make many delicious delicacies from dough. These particular pastries are made from a dough called pâte à choux, which, and one of these pastries is the éclair. They pipe it into an oblong shape, using a pastry bag. Once baked, The eclair is light and crispy on the outside and hollow on the inside, making it perfect avenue for transporting creamy vanilla and chocolate cream. Delicious. Do you like chocolate eclairs? Comment down below. When's the last time you had a chocolate eclair? You probably should eat one today on National Chocolate Eclair Day. Use hashtag National Chocolate Eclair Day in your social media posts today. It is National Kissing Day. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I love you, audience. I love you so much, audience. You're such a beautiful audience. Mwah. Use hashtag National Kissing Day in your social media posts today. We won't limit you to or a time when you should be affectionate on this holiday. National Kissing Day on June 22nd encourages us to pucker up for a smooch. Whether the kiss comes from your significant other, your children, or pets, share the love. The kiss has been a part of our culture for thousands of years. The reasons we kiss vary too. While affection and attraction may be the most common reason for kissing, the kiss has also been used as a greeting. In some cultures, kissing a cheek may date back to Christian rituals. In Ireland, the custom of kissing Blarney Stone has existed for centuries and is said to bestow the kisser with the gift of eloquence and persuasiveness. I wonder if I've ever kissed a Blarney Stone. I mean, I want to be eloquent and I want to be, you know, persuasive. Don't you? Matthew Raven Show. Let's go. Another medieval tradition that hopefully has been extinguished is the practice of kissing the feet or royalty and show that you're humble in front of their power. Yeah, I'm good on that. Yeah, I'm glad we don't kiss feet anymore. I'm fine with kissing feet, like baby's feet and girlfriend's feet and wife's feet, that kind of stuff. I like feet. Kind of used to be a shoe salesman. Wink. Gets weird sometimes. But my point is, it's National Kissing Day, and you should kiss your loved ones today. Let's continue. Let's continue the segment. National Onion Rings Day. Yum, onion ring. That is so good. I love onion rings. I mean, I don't prefer the tempura battered. I like the panko crusted, more crunchy style. You know when you have a good onion ring, when you bite into it and the onion does not release itself from the batter. You take a bite out of it and it's onion and batter. You just don't pull out the onion from the battered ring. That is not an appropriate onion ring. Use hashtag National Onion Rings Day in your social media posts today. After you eat a bunch of onion rings, you might not be kissing very much unless that's your thing, which it could be. National Kissing Day. Anyways, also found in Canada. Oh, okay. Also found in Canada, the United Kingdom, Ireland, Australia. Wow, Asia. Onion rings onion rings origins are unknown. Huh. It goes through the history of different types and different ones throughout history. Wow. The Pigstand restaurant chain established in Oak Cliff, Texas in the early 1920s is one that claims to be the first of the onion ring recipes. It goes all the way back to 1910, 1802 in some French cooking books. Come on now. Onion rings have been old. Onion rings have been around. I love onion rings. Oh my goodness. I love when you create like a special sauce with them. A little sweet, a little tangy. Not like A1, not like ketchup, but a little bit like both. I love me some onion rings. You better enjoy some onion rings today on National Onion Ring Day. It is National HVAC Tech Day. Give it a round of applause for the HVAC techs out there, okay? God bless those people. National HVAC Tech Day. HVAC, it stands for Heating, Ventilation, and Air Conditioning Technicians. I enjoy me some AC. I thoroughly enjoy AC. Even though I utilize the internet for my living and I utilize the AC for my comfort, I'd rather live in a world. If you only had two options, living in a world without air conditioning and living in a world without the internet, what would you rather live in? Comment down below. No, do you do it? No, you comment down below. No, come on now. It's a live show. Let's do this. Let's get interactive, okay? Let's build this algorithm. If you're listening to the Matthew Urban Show podcast, reach out to me, okay, from the emails and or the textings, and, you let me know your answer. So I'm experiencing some wonderful air conditioning as we speak. I pointed one of my vents towards this studio space that I've created so I can remain cool while wearing a blazer in 90-degree weather. I know. Who wears a blazer in this kind of weather? I know. It's me, Matthew Urban Show. I take myself too seriously. Anyways, that was National Day. Got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. You go live your life, baby. Kingdom Landscape. Kingdom Landscape can offer all of your landscaping needs. It can meet all your landscaping needs, your hardscaping needs. You want some free estimates? Call Austin Moxley at 317-296-3974. He's a great guy. It's a great business. I've seen the artwork that he's created in people's yards. I've been thoroughly impressed how immaculate this wonderful hardscaping can be, wonderful landscaping can be. Once again, call Austin Moxley for your free estimate, 317-296-3974. Yes, he arrives at your home. Yes, he's an upstanding individual. Yes, he's an asset to my reality and an asset to this community. Once again, Austin Moxley, 317-296-3974. Get all of your landscaping needs met by Kingdom Landscape. Weird news. I love weird things and I love news, and together it creates the weird news segment. Today we're going to be doing a weird news blitz, and we're going to be landing on a short article. Let's begin. Famed British astronaut suggests UFOs could be extraterrestrial. Headline: Indiana State Police bust man driving motorized Walmart cart down highway. Headline: China's alien hunting telescope detects possible extraterrestrial signals. Headline: tenants of French apartment building say they are being tormented by ghosts. Headline: watch ghost filmed hanging on truck in Argentina. Interesting. Headline: Perseverance rover spots trash on Mars. Yes, it's our trash on Mars. Here we go with the story they're going to be landing on. Headline: dozens injured during disastrous team building firewalk in Switzerland. A team-building event in Switzerland took a disastrous turn when dozens of people needed medical attention following a firewalk that went inexplicably awry. A firewalk? Really? It went inexplicably awry? I wonder why. The bizarre incident reportedly occurred on Tuesday evening at a gathering for employees of the Swiss media marketing company Goldbach. With an aim towards building camaraderie among the staff, the event featured a team activity in the form of a bed of burning coals, which willing workers were encouraged to walk across their bare feet, with their bare feet. Although something of a fairly safe staple at such corporate retreats around the world, in this instance, the firewalk wound up being a very bad idea. So the story goes on. So these people were encouraged. It was on their own accord. They were not made to, even though there's probably a lot of corporate peer pressure. They walked across these coals. So in the last article, it kind of surmises what happened, but it's hilarious as we continue weird news segment. For their part, the company issued an internal memo wherein they acknowledged what occurred on Tuesday. People got burned. They went to the hospital, and they were injured from walking on coals. They were injured from walking on coals. No, I would not do that. No, doesn't make any sense. Man, it would build camaraderie. I'd rather do trust falls all afternoon, okay? Come on now. This sentiment was echoed by the spokesperson for Goldbach, who told a Swiss media outlet the, quote, message on site was nobody is forced, everything is voluntary. Wink, I bet. While the team-building exercise undoubtedly did not unfold as the company envisioned, one imagines that it did serve as something of a bonding experience among the employees who needed to be hospitalized because of their feet were so badly burned. No, I would not do this. I can build camaraderie other ways. That's actually what I'm going to talk about today, getting down and boogieing for the Lord. But that's not what this segment's about. This segment was the Weird News Blitz here on the Matthew Rayburn Show. Get down, boogie, worship the Lord Almighty. No, I'm seriously, shake a tail feather for Jesus. You got to worship. It's one of the spiritual muscle groups that we're going to be talking about. We talked about love last show, and we're going to be talking about worship this particular show. Let's read the Bible. It's always a good idea to read the Bible. Our main source for this inspiration comes from Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 39. Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto you, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." So in this particular segment, we're going to be focusing on when Jesus said, "Thou shalt love the Lord with all thy soul." Worship is an expression of the soul with how much you love, respect God, whether it's good times and whether it's bad times. And that's why it is a spiritual muscle group. Have you ever worshiped Jesus when you were super sad? Have you ever worshiped Jesus when things were going awry? Have you ever worshiped Jesus when there was a lot of death in your family? Have you ever worshiped Jesus when there was a lot of sickness in your family? It's hard to worship Jesus when things are going bad. It's easy to worship Jesus when somebody's getting married. It's easy to worship Jesus when a baby's born. It's easy to worship Jesus when a lot of money comes in your bank account. Of course it's easy to do that. But what about when you have no money and you lose your leg and your dog dies? Can you worship Jesus then? I mean, it's real. I mean, like it's like, that's why it's a, you lift, you gotta do your reps, you gotta get stronger. You gotta work out this worship muscle. You gotta worship, you gotta get stronger, you gotta worship during the hard times, You gotta be able to lift heavy spiritual things. And one of the spiritual muscle groups to help you do that is worship. Let's read some Bible verses to help us understand what I'm talking about. I don't mean to downplay the Lord, and I don't mean to be facetious. So when I'm doing silly voices like that, it's literally helping my mind transist over to something serious, even though I'm doing something silly. My mind works strangely. Just continue here on the Matthew Urban Show. Thank you for listening. Oh, Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Isaiah 25:1. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and ye shall bless thy bread and thy water, and thy take sickness away from the midst of thee. Exodus 23:25. That's like asking God for things as you worship, as you boogie and get down. Matt, what do you mean by boogie and get down? I mean literally dance. Dance. That's why we dance on the show. That's why I do the opening segment like that and the outro segment like that. Because I'm worshiping God through the show. I'm a vessel. He's speaking through me. I'm humbled by that. Okay. I am just a mouthpiece. I am nothing. Okay. I do not mean to take any type of umbrage. Okay. I'm using the wrong word, but I apologize. I take myself down many notches. I am nothing but a shell. God is almighty. So that's why I worship God on the show. John 4:24, God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Psalms 103:1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Amen. 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 O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. 1 Chronicles 16:34. Psalms 63:1. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. In a dry and thirsty land, where no water is. So that's David speaking and how thankful God is, he is for God during the hard times. And so worshiping is super important for a Christian. Yes, it's your soul expressing itself. You can worship in many ways. You can sing, of course. You can dance. You can meditate. You can perform artwork, whether it be painting, whether it be landscaping. You could have hard work. It's a matter of the heart, okay? So if you want to screw in the widgets and to make sure that the toy can work correctly, you do that with full fervent heart. You do that with love. You do that with passion. You do that with just respect for the hands, the mind, the anything that God's given you, and you give it back to him in the sense of a form of worship by your hard work. It's a matter of the heart. So like, God knows your heart. He sees your heart. He knows my heart as I'm doing the show. So if I sound like I'm full of hubris, if I sound like I'm arrogant, the Lord sees my heart. So I apologize if I come off like that. I'm just confident in the Lord. I'm just confident in the things that he's done for me. He's reminded me what he's done for me recently. And so I'm thankful for that. And I'm humbled by that because I don't know where I'd be without him. I don't want to know where I'd be without him. How about that? It's needed for worship. It's needed for venting. It's needed for lamenting. Okay. What do you mean? Like crying, letting God know your woes, but still raising your heart and your mind towards him, understanding that everything is temporary, even the hard times, everything is temporary, even the good times. And so as the ebbs and flows of life happen to you, worship. As things get better, worship. As things get worse, worship. Because God is almighty, God is good, God has a plan, worship him. Worship with the Lord during, so I talked about that, cool. Happiness and joy, okay, yeah. It's good to express yourself thoroughly. It's good to have the cup runneth over in the sense of that it just comes out of your mouth, how joyful you are, how passionate you are, how much in love you are with God. It's a beautiful thing. And I'm so thankful for the show. And I know I say that every single time. And if you're an avid listener to the Matthew Urban Show, I do not mean to sound redundant. I do not mean to sound repetitive. I mean to sound thankful. I need to come up with a better word for thankful. I cherish this time with you, my audience. I cherish this time with God. I cherish this time with my family and my friends. The things that are happening in my friend group right now is just so amazing. And I worship you, oh God, that you've given me these brothers, that you've given me these sisters, because it is just so amazing. The worship that we're doing, okay? The love that we're doing, the camaraderie that we're building, the sharing that we're doing. It's just, I'm beside myself with how thankful I am. When was the last time that you danced with your arms above your head? I'm serious. Comment down below. When was the last time that you worshiped the Lord with your arms above your head? Nearly with reckless abandonment, with your eyes closed. Woo! Give it up for Jesus! Yes, I'm serious. I mean, like, do you love the Lord? Like, have you danced like that at a concert? I bet you have. Why did you dance like that at the concert, but you won't dance like that in public, which was at the concert, when it comes at church, when it comes, you know, or privately in the car? Like, why do we have this, like, stodgy, like, stoic type mindset when it comes to the Lord? I'm not talking to the charismatic friends that I have. I'm not talking to certain churches that I've been to that get down and boogie for the Lord, okay? I'm not talking about them. They know they get down and worship the Lord. They know, okay? I'm talking about those that never have. I'm talking about those that, how do I want to say this? I don't mean any disrespect towards anybody that hasn't, but I'm saying I'm just going to be bold. It's my own show. It's my show, okay? You're not doing it right. You're not worshiping right. If you never have risen your hands above your head and thanked Jesus Christ for being alive, you're not doing it right. You're not actually thankful. I'm so serious. You're not actually, have you not understand that you didn't choose to be alive, that you are alive? Praise God. Do you understand that you're watching this show right now and you might be getting motivated to get down and dance? Praise God. Do you understand that when I'm venting on the show about how I see these stodgy, boring Christians that haven't lived a life? Praise God. I'm seriously, because it's like, I've lived such a life and I have so much life to live, and I'm so thankful for it. I'm so thankful that you're going to be doing that with me as my friends and my followers and my listeners or whatever the case may be. I'm just so thankful because we're going to get down. We're going to boogie for the Lord. We're going to worship God with all our heart, with all our mind, and with all our soul. Because it's like how we express ourselves. How are you going to be, oh my goodness. I see by your fruits you shall know them. Wow. They spend their money in the church. Wow. They spend their time in the church. Wow. I guess I'm just different. I guess I'm learning as I speak. Because, Matt, we all worship in different ways. We don't have to dance like that. No, I got it. But you still should try. If you haven't, you might want to try. It's real. It's just like, hello. I'm so serious. Okay. I mean, not everyone's the same. You can't make people dance like that. I'm not trying to make anybody dance. And I'm not saying like actual dance moves, yes. I mean, like, if you can actually dance ballerina dance, if you can do a cool hip hop dance for the Lord, if you can have like correct body, like jazz, like a box step and move around like that. Great. Okay, all that sense. I'm just saying move your body for the Lord. Okay. Like, it's like, if you never have, you don't know what I'm talking about. And if you have, you definitely know what I'm talking about. So I can't really do that here. I can, but I have to stay within like the camera frame. I can, but I would knock over the microphone. I can, but it wouldn't be that watchable because it'd be like, what is going on? I might start crying as well because my heart's just filled and just spilling forth. And so then I just got to come out. Dancing. Ooh, 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 ooh. I mean, express yourself, okay? It's very important. Oh my gosh. So yes, you can do it personally. Yes, you can do it together. Yes, I've danced for the Lord with other Christians. And yes, I do it quite often by myself here at the house in my studio apartment. And I also dance like that in the car, and I make sure that people can see it at red lights because I love Jesus. And I want them to love Jesus, okay? I've been told by friends that don't dance like that, well, Matt, can I worship the Lord with all my heart and with all my soul without making a fool of myself, without dancing like that? Once again, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. It's a matter of the heart. I was saying it earlier, because God sees your heart. But it's still super fun. Okay? It's still super fun to dance for Jesus. Okay? Are we not going to be doing that in heaven? Of course we are. He's going to be on a giant throne, and it's going to be like DJ Gabriel throwing down some tracks, and we're all going to be losing ourselves, like worshiping Jesus, like hands up, singing his praises around that throne. Angels are flying around, playing instruments we've never heard before, crazy awesome music, and the party never stops, and there's a big old feast, and people are loving God, and it's something that I can't even put words into, because we haven't even experienced anything like that here on earth. I'm not talking about Coachella. I'm not talking about Burning Man. I'm not talking about any wild, debaucherous, like, nasty human experience that we've created here. What was that other one? Lollapalooza. Have you ever been to Lollapalooza? It's crazy! No, but I'm talking about on the positive spectrum of things. That's what we're going to be doing in heaven. We're going to be having a good old time worshiping Jesus, and it's going to be a fantastic event, and I'm just excited to experience it. So I'm going to try to create that here on earth now, okay? Try in the sense of, like, awesome party. Try in the sense of knowing my limitations being human, but doing in the sense of getting people together, dancing for the Lord, boogieing down, worshiping with all my soul. I love you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Guys, I am so thankful for you watching, so thankful for you listening to The Matthew Edmonds Show. I am live every Wednesday, live every Sunday. Sometimes the technology glitches out, okay? It's called technology for a reason, okay? It's glitchy. But I'm so thankful for you watching, so thankful for you listening. I'm recording live on Anchor.fm. Once again, I'm live every Wednesday, live every Sunday. I'm recording myself on the video portion of The Matthew Edmonds Show on Facebook, but I will download it to my phone and put it out there on the interwebs. I'll chop it up and make cool little videos of it. Should I get a TikTok? Comment down below. No, I don't want China to watch my stuff, but at the same time, I might want to witness to those people. I just had an epiphany. I might be getting a TikTok soon. We'll find out. Matthew Edmonds Show. You got to worship the Lord with all thy heart, with all thy soul. God bless you. God bless America. You know we need it. Matthew Edmonds Show!